This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda vows to address gaps in nursing services. Speaker Devraj Khemere calls meeting of chief whips and whips of all political parties. And Israel orders more evacuations as Rafah fighting intensifies. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has pledged to make efforts to establish uniformity in facilities for nurses. In his address to the 14th National Nursing Conference today, the Prime Minister admitted that facilities for nurses are not satisfactory and uniform. Prime Minister Dahal advocated for coming with incentives for nurses working in the rural and far-flung areas. The head of the government also pledged to address the discriminations, the workforce and low payment issues facing nursing through policy-level interventions. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and President of the main opposition party Nepali Congress, Sher Bahadur Dewa, have held a meeting today. In the meeting that took place at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar this morning, the two leaders discussed on running the parliament without obstruction. On the occasion, the Nepali Congress leader Ramesh Lekhak had informed the Prime Minister about formation of a parliamentary committee for conducting an impartial investigation in connection with the misappropriation of the cooperative funds. Prime Minister Dahal held discussion with the Nepali Congress leaders, including party president Dewa today, in connecting with ending the House obstruction before the presentation of the government's policies and programs on May 14th. President Ramchandra Podal has approved the resignation of economic expert Dr. Chiranjeevi Nepal. Issuing a press note today, spokesperson at the office of the president, Sailaja Regmi Bhattarai, mentioned that the president has accepted the resignation tendered by his economic expert Nepal. President Podal thanked Nepal for his service during his tenure. Speaker Devraj Khemere has called a meeting of chief whips and whips of political parties to discuss the preparation of government's policies and programs. Speaker Khemere will convene a meeting of chief whips and whips of major parties, including the Minister of Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs at 2 p.m. today at Singha Darbar. This meeting will also discuss solution to prevent obstruction of the sessions. Minister for Education, Science and Technology Sumana Shrestha has urged all to pay attention to the possibility of reusing school textbooks. The Education Minister said that the government has been allocating funds for free textbooks every year, but if the books can be reused, the money spent on production and distribution can be saved and used for scholarships. According to the Minister's Secretariat, a program has been set for the minister to visit the classrooms of some public schools and explain about the reuse of books. The Ministry of Health and Population is to vaccinate the children missed out in the regular immunization program. Spokesman for the ministry, Dr. Prakash Budathoki, said that this extensive search and immunize campaign will be organized from tomorrow, May 13, for children who missed regular vaccination. The ministry has stated that all children should be fully vaccinated as no one would be safe from various diseases and health issues until they are fully vaccinated. Galyan Municipality has provided scholarships for people with financial problems to achieve higher education. Head of the Education Department of the municipality, Himalal Bhandari, said full scholarships have been provided to the very poor, disadvantaged and underprivileged students of grade 11 and 12. Such students of Galyan Multiple Campus and Malunga Multiple Campus have been provided ₹10,800 as monthly fees. The Standing Committee meeting of CPN Unified Socialists will continue today. According to Politburo member Dilu Pant, a Politburo meeting will be held this evening following the Standing Committee meeting. Likewise, the Politburo meeting of CPN United Socialists is going to be held tomorrow on Monday. Politburo member Dilu Pant informed that the Politburo will discuss the decision of the party's Standing Committee meeting that is today. The meeting will approve the agenda to be presented in the Central Committee meeting scheduled to be held on March 14 and 15. Chief Minister of Karnali Province, Yamlal Kandel, has called an all-party meeting on May 17. The all-party meeting has been called to form a common understanding among the parties represented in the provincial assembly for the overall development and prosperity of Karnali. A beauty pageant is to be held among transgender women. At a press conference held by Blue Diamond Society yesterday, member of the society Simran Sechan shared that a competition is going to be held on May 16. The beauty pageant is being held to mark the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia at the call of the World Health Organization. The event is being held at the Rashtriya Nachghar. A petrol bomb was thrown at a bus going to pick up students in Bharatpur Metropolitan City 20 Chitwan. Deputy Superintendent of Police Bhesraj Rizal informed 6 people took out the driver and co-driver and threw petrol bombs on it. The bus was completely burnt. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Israel has told tens of thousands more Palestinians to leave Rafah as it intensifies military operation in southern Gaza. The BBC reports that Israel has said it will proceed with planned operations in Rafah, despite the US and other allies warning that a ground offensive could lead to mass civilian casualties and a humanitarian crisis. On Saturday, US President Joe Biden said a ceasefire in Gaza was possible as soon as the next day if Hamas released its hostages. Tens of thousands of Georgians have taken to the streets of the capital, Tbilisi, last evening to protest a controversial foreign influence bill backed by the government. According to the BBC, protesters marched to the capital's Europe Square holding Georgian and EU flags, chanting no to the Russian law. The law would target civil society organization and independent media that receive foreign funding. Russian attacks in northeast Ukraine have prompted the evacuation of almost 1,800 people from Kharkiv area. The BBC reports that heavy fighting has continued in the border area following Russia's surprise incursions on Friday. Kyiv has been expecting a Russian summer offensive for some time, including a possible attempt to capture Kharkiv, Ukraine's second city. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder, lightning and gusty wind is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumbini province. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. At present, western winds, local winds and the low pressure system formed around Bihar in India are also having an influence in Nepal. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda vows to address gaps in nursing services. Speaker Devraj Khimere calls meeting of chief whips and whips of all political parties. And Israel orders more evacuations as Rafah fighting intensifies. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.